Hello and welcome to Jom Pakai IoT or Let's Do IoT podcast. My name is Mazlan Abbas. I'm the host for this episode for this Jom Pakai IoT. Okay, let's take a look at for this episode. We look at the challenges in IoT integration. I think we have known that a lot of systems nowadays have been set up either it's a legacy systems or whether it's a new systems. So if you want to make your organizations, your business more optimized and in such a way that all this information can talk to each other, it is very important for us to ensure there is this, we can solve this integration of all these systems or devices together. Yeah. So what we require is for us to have more data. So a different system generate a lot of data. So, but if this data are made in silos, so we have a big issues of having a very good, efficient business operations. Yeah, and sometimes we are unable to view certain information because these systems resides in a different systems altogether. So especially nowadays, it's not only the IT systems that we are integrating, but there are a lot of IoT systems that we have implement from different vendors. So how do we avoid of all these hurdles and to ensure that we have a better system that can for us to leverage with all the information that we have gathered? So let's take a look at how we can address these challenges of having isolated data, especially the IoT data, so that we can have a very, in what we call a unified business strategy. Okay. So if you implement a very poorly integrated IoT systems, so that even you have might have even a security issues. So this can pose a lot more risk to the whole business. So one of the things that we need to address in this challenges is that first we have to have this comprehensive IoT integration strategy. So we must ensure that our organizations must align with the IoT deployments so that we understand this is our business objective. So it involves what kind of data that we want to use. You know, we also have to understand the kind of effect on our network traffic, compliance to the security and the governance policies. And so that we can identify ways of to integrate with all these different enterprise systems. Secondly, we have also to look into, you know, finding the right IoT vendors. So when an organization wants to issue an RFP, so the organization should prioritize vendors which have the right talent, the right commitment, the right way for them to ensure that it is conformed to certain standards and also interoperability. So to ensure that all the systems that they put in place will be able to interface with all the rest of the IoT devices with certain APIs, you know, the application programming interface. So this integration should be one of the what we call non-negotiable clause in the contract. We don't want the systems that when we purchase or what we procure, it becomes a proprietary systems or standalone systems. Thirdly, another strategy that we have to put in place is that we must have the right or we develop our own IoT expertise to ensure that all of these IoT systems can be correctly configured for performance-wise, security, good integrations. So the organization must find ways of how to train their internal staff or even they can seek external expertise. So this kind of goal actually will help them to self-sufficient in managing any IoT deployments. Yeah. So fourthly, take a look at how we can utilize the cloud-based platform. I think a lot of these platform as a service providers, such as Favorite, they can specialize in IoT integration. They have the right APIs and also the expertise to integrate all the IoT devices into a cloud-based systems. So once we have a cloud-based system, actually, in fact, it can reduce the amount of work or the workload of this IoT integration, and also the need for you to have, you know, in-house bandwidth to support all this kind of traffic because you put everything in the cloud. Yeah. So finally, on the fifth part is that you have to take a look at how you can optimize the whole network infrastructure. So evaluate much early, plan it much earlier so that your network is able to handle the capacity or the kind of throughputs or traffic that required to transport any of this IoT data. It's very critical. So to ensure that there is no performance issues. So I think if we take a look at the current situation, as a conclusion, we must ensure that IoT integration is one of the key areas. We are looking at different multiple vendors, multiple systems, multiple applications, because the data that is that we want to collect is very important. It must be aggregated into, rather than into a silo, it must properly integrated so that you can do a lot more. You can even embed machine learning to understand various sources of data to derive much more accurate insights, and with the help of having all the systems into one. So I think we have seen a lot of systems where we have different dashboards. You might want to have a single dashboard to view all of this information that comes in. So rather than, so you would ease your operations, people. So guys, I think with that, I would like to, you know, share with you the integration of these IoT devices are very key in any IoT deployment. So I will see you again in the next episode. Bye.